the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are one step closer to protecting AM radio in new cars. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer says the AM for Every Vehicle Act has moved out of committee and has at least 260 co-sponsors. He predicts it'll get passed by the end of the year. Once approved, the bill will require all new cars to have AM radio. A proposed New Jersey law to give you a pile of power during job application process could be on the way. The measure goes after so-called ghost listings that end up just wasting your time.
Under the bill from Assemblyman Joe Danielson, employers have to note on their listing an estimated time frame of when the position will be filled. And when it is, that job listing needs to come down within 2 weeks.
Job seekers do deserve accurate information about job opportunities. Ghost listings lead to wasted time, missed opportunities, and frustration.
Critics of the bill say it is just another burden on businesses. The bill says violators would receive a warning, then they face a fine of at least $1,000. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Less New Jersey teens are vaping. Ashley Smith with the New Jersey Prevention Network says nationally, e-cigarette use among youth dropped from nearly 8% last year to just shy of 6% in 2024.
That's the lowest it's been in probably a decade, but we need to understand that comprehensive tobacco control strategies, regulations, enforcement, all of that remains really critical to prevent and reduce e-cigarette and nicotine use among youth.
Smith says bans on flavored vapes and coupons for tobacco and vaping products combined with prevention efforts are driving the decline, particularly in New Jersey. And New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms, and districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, newjersey101.5.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And are we due for some good weather this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
Here in New Jersey.
It's 11:04. Here's Fast Traffic.
Roadwork now on the parkway heading southbound in Newark. We've got a couple of lanes closed with delays building between exit 144 and 143. That's two left lanes that are closed. Farther south over the Driscoll Bridge, it's slow. 127 to 124, two left lanes are closed. You can go with 9 or 35 instead. And then much farther down the line, some roadwork into Tom's River. Northbound work at 136 where delays clear. Turnpike northbound truck lanes are closed. Southbound truck lanes, right lane work 12 to 11. And 287 north has work at exit 22. And again, at exit 26 in the Far Hills area. Now, we've got that big jam up if you're headed south on the 42 freeway near Lower Landing Road in Gloucester. Construction has several lanes closed, but 130 open now at Brooklawn Circle in Westville. Delays cleared there. The flooding has subsided. 76 West has some work near 295 in Belmar. Outerbridge Crossing slow leaving New Jersey. There's right lane work. And across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, GW Bridge upper level with three lanes closed for construction. 15 to 20 minutes. Cars and buses head down to the lower level to minimize delays. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Our Jersey traffic team never sleeps. They're on 24/7 to keep you moving all day and all night long. Fast traffic every 15 minutes. Only on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mostly cloudy overnight. Low temperatures will be in the upper 50s. As we head through the day on Tuesday, clouds and a few glimpses of sunshine. High temperature will be around 70. Rather cloudy and mild Tuesday night with a shower in a few spots. Lows in the lower 60s. And temperatures not rising a whole lot on Wednesday with clouds and a few more showers. High temperatures will be in the upper 60s. We still could have a leftover shower or two into the day on Thursday, but it will be a warmer day. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We got 58 in Rockaway, 62 in Franklin, 63 in Beach Haven. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.